were in Hood River till I was about five. And then we came back to Union County, and my mother taught at the old Lead Canyon School.
Oh.
And this would be, shoot, 70-some years ago. Because I'm 84 now.
So you've been here since then?
I've lived here all my life, really, been except for those. And my mother taught there and taught at Blue Mountain and at Willowdale and at different small schools around. And so we lived here. And then, I don't know what that means.
Oh.
I don't know what that says for you. But
that's fine. What schools did you go to?
I went to Lab Canyon and then to Perry. My mother was, there are two buildings up there in Perry, or were, I don't know, that were two school buildings, quite nice ones.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was taught the upper grades and was principal. And then another person taught, usually a woman, taught the first four grades, like 1, 2, 3, 4, in one building. And Mom had 5, 6, 7, 8, and was principal of both buildings. And so we lived at Perry for a while. And then we lived in LeGrand a while. And then I went, when I was 17, I went out to teach in North Powder, out up there.
Oh, yeah.
So, taught there 3 years and got married.
Do you remember anything about going to school in the little school?
I remember about going up there. And when I was in the eighth grade, I went to Central. Mm-hmm. And then I went to high school here, and I graduated in Eastern Oregon 3 times, one for my bachelor's, one for a master's, and I shouldn't say 3 times. Yeah. Well, the first time I had a certificate. When you first went to, when I was going to college, it was a normal school, and all that was there were people who were going to be teachers.
Oh.
And so, and you probably heard this from other people too.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it, but not really.
And then when I graduated, I had a teaching certificate. I didn't have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that one. Then I went back and got my bachelor's, and then I got my master's, and I was within just a few hours of I could have had taken my orals if I'd wanted to for my PhD, but I didn't. I didn't go there. I didn't think I'd probably ever need that. But I don't know. This is hard for you, because how do you know what?
We have some, like, generic questions.
Hmm?
We have some generic questions.
Hmm.
And then we can...
Oh, I don't care what you ask me. I just don't think my answers are very good.
No. Anything is good. Do you remember what it was like at the normal school? What classes you...
Well, yes. I know quite a bit about it, because it was all in one building.
Mm-hmm.
In the administration building. And down on the west end was the library. And there was a music room. I think there were three floors, I think. But we did everything right in that building. And then while I was going, they finished Ackerman my first year. So I did I went 3 terms, and then one summer. And then winter term. I did it, my student teaching in Ackerman then.
So when they built Ackerman, did they move the kids all out of the Inlo into Ackerman, or did they keep them? Because before, weren't they?
You applied to put your children, or you signed up or whatever, for your children to go to Ackerman, because it was supposed to be the school they were using innovative ideas and all this stuff. And actually, and they had a lot of student teachers, and I'm not too sure it was that good for the kids, but.
I bet it was interesting, though, to.
We didn't know anything else, so we really enjoyed. And in those days, people didn't have a lot of money, cash money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was very fortunate, my sister and I both, I felt, to get to even go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people, when I was 16 or 17, a lot of people had never been to the ocean yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had one family car. When we lived in Perry, we drove, Mom had got a new Model T. And I can remember riding in the front seat, and we'd go to Perry, and this little Model T had bicycle wheels that looked like, you know, we didn't have studs, we didn't have, I don't know about chains. I suppose you must have had chains. And it used to snow a lot more than it does now. Mm-hmm. And I can remember sticking my head out the windshield and trying to keep a lot of the snow off of the windshield for Mom.
Yeah.
Just getting from here. And then we just did that. We lived in Perry, and then we bought some property in La Grande, and Dad built us a home out on H Street. So that last year, we drove to Perry instead of renting a place up there. So. Go ahead.
Was it dirt road out there at that time, too?
The highway?
Yeah.
No, I think it was paved, but it was not very big, you know, it wasn't.
Like one lane.
Well, you could, do you know where the viewpoint is going to Portland? When you go up, you get down there near Hood River, and, well, you can drive on this little narrow road, and it takes you way up here, and like this, and then you go back down to the, that's the old highway. And actually, if you had a flat tire or something, you pretty much took up a lot of the road, you know. But it's like a lot of people were. See, I was born in 1918, right after the war. And people had jobs, pretty much, and all that. But there wasn't a lot of. You didn't have a lot of cash in your house, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And everybody was in the same boat. You were all kind of what you thought were poor, but everybody was poor too.
So
as far as cash and money goes. I'm probably not answering you like anybody else you've interviewed.
No, you're actually my first interviewer.
Oh, you're just, you're working on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to see.
Who will ask you?
Well, I'm volunteering as, I'm in a college student.
I figured.
Doing it as a school project.
Good.
As a volunteer. So.
This Dr. Johnson that just died. Did you read about him in the paper?
No,
he taught Oregon history at other things too, but mainly his field is Oregon history, and he was Lee Johnson. He taught in the college.
Did you remember him?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Take classes from him?
He's 90. See, he's only 6 years older than I am.
And he was your professor?
He was one of the professors, yeah. Very good. He knew his Oregon history, that's for sure.
Did you have any experiences with the healthcare? At that time?
Healthcare.
Did they have the...
They gave us a little smallpox shot. I think it was smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one that makes the scar.
Yeah, and made a big kind of scar.
Did they have the hospital here then, or any...
Oh, you mean you're talking about... I had the shot at college. Did we have a hospital here when I was little?
Yeah.
Oh, we had when my kids were born. I think probably the old Grand Round Hospital, which was as you go out of town.
Mm-hmm. On the old highway.
On the left, on the old highway. I was there when I was, I don't know about when I was a little kid, I don't remember that. But.
So were there mainly doctors, just small practices or...
What? I can't
Were there mainly small practices of independent doctors or...
We had doctors in those days who even made home visits. I mean, I wouldn't mind going back to the good old days at all. I think medical, I really think that even when, you know, like when my mom and dad were ill or this and that, their doctors would, I don't mean they always made it, had to make a house call, but they just come and visit you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's kind of like somebody looks at your arm, and somebody looks at your leg, and somebody looks at your gizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and you know, you, they don't treat the whole person.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a few that do, but a lot of times you go for one and they just, you know, whatever.
It's a lot more impersonal.
But it's, that's progress.
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. That's okay.
You hear me laughing a lot anyway.
Did you attend any of the churches here?
I belong to the First Christian Church. Do you know where that is?
No.
You know where Loveland's funeral home is?
Mm-hmm.
When you turn the corner and go, the big brick building, just off of 4th Street, you turn toward the hill.
Did you attend that one?
But I attended the old one on Penn's. We had, the one I was in when I was little was on Penn Street. And there's a nice home there now. And then we built... This, the new one is on Penn too, but it's blocks. It's a block above the library, which is, you know, above. What does that mean? Well,
towards the
above means going west. Yeah, there were lots of churches. Of course, we have a lot of churches now.
Yeah,
more than anybody ever goes to. So. Oh, you're gonna laugh when you hear this.
You said your mom was a teacher. What did your father do?
My dad was, he was just a laborer. He worked for the mill. There was a mill at Perry. He worked there, but he, I don't know, he had some kind, something, and I don't know what it was now. He was an invalid the later part of his life, and I don't know if the doctors ever knew what it was. So Mother was really our sole support those last few years.
Do you remember the mill at Perry at all?
The what?
The mill at Perry. Do you remember it?
Yeah, kind of.
Was it a big mill?
Yeah. It was pretty good size. And I think it was Bowman Hicks, but I'm not sure. I shouldn't give you that name because Stoddard's had the mill up there too for a while, so I'm not very good on remembering people. But yeah. You may want to come back when you are, or call me again if you want to ask anything.
Okay.
I'd be glad to help you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've had 3 kids graduate from college. And 6 grandchildren all graduate from college.
Wow.
What year are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
I'm graduating this term. And then I'm going into the teaching program.
You probably never did meet Kurt Bowman. No, he's been out, I don't know now, 3 years or something. Okay, now you haven't asked me anything very solid here, but what are you going to say in this?
Well, I'm new at this.
The valley was considerably wetter when... I was little.
And you mentioned there was more snow.
Oh, a lot more snow. It used to, it would start snowing like around Halloween or someplace like that, sometime like that, and then it would, lots of years it would just pile up.
Mm-hmm.
It never did melt. You know, the snow we have now, it'll snow a little and then it'll melt.
Mm-hmm.
Although a few years back we had a bad winter, but it's been a while. But those years, you'd have big drifts and things. And see, I taught over here at Island City, and then I was the principal over there. And I was married to a rancher that we have a couple of ranches, but I lost my husband these 6 years in September. So, and my son runs the ranch now. So,
how long has the family been involved in the ranch?
50 years.
50 years.
It's 49. We moved out here in 1954. So I think this is for the 49th, going on 50th year that we've lived here.
And what?
And you didn't even know where it was. This must not be your hometown.
No, it isn't. I'm from Grant County.
From where?
Grant County.
Oh, that's a nice county.
Yeah. Smaller town, but there's not very many big towns here either, so.
This is not a very... We haven't grown any.
Yeah.
We just don't have a payroll. We don't have enough payroll to keep. If we didn't have the college here and Boise Cascade, we'd be really in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mountains do confine us a little bit. It's beautiful here. And I love to live here. But it is confining, especially in the wintertime. And as you get older, it does confine you here.
What type of things did you do on the ranch? Is it cattle or?
Oh, well, we raised sheep at first, and cause he was logging, and I was teaching, and when we bought this farm, the people had not kept the fence rows very well, very, very good, and the sheep do a nice job of eating them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we raised hay and grain and sheep. And then as we built our cattle up, we just sold the sheep because we couldn't do it all, you know, and we needed to, and because we'd raised the number of cattle up.
Mm-hmm.
But now my son runs it all, so I mean, I don't have to.
Yeah, that's good.
I've worked with the sheep. I've helped lamb. I've gone to school nights and weekends and summers and worked on the ranch.
It's
you come from a ranch or a town?
I come from a town, but my family ranched too. So the town I live in is not a town, really. It's like so small.
Yeah.
You have your horses next door. And
yeah.
Stuff like
that. Oh, it's kind of nice in a way.
Yeah.
Of course, young people like to get away from that sort of thing and for a year or two, and then they don't mind going back.
Yeah. When you first moved here, was the railroad already here?
Yes.
The one that runs right here?
Yeah. My dad had a broken shoulder that when he was young, and that didn't heal completely right, I guess. And so he was not taken in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked for the railroad. They'd bring the engines in, and he'd get inside, and they cleaned them some way. I don't know what it was. Which is what we always thought probably ruined his health. Because
mm-hmm.
be steamy and sooty and everything in there. Yeah, you know. But the town actually was built to go with the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Union was like the county seat, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. Yeah, it was the county seat, and I'll have to get you. Hang on here a minute. The Island City School, but that's the... Starts out with Narcissa Whitman coming into the valley and seeing all the blue camas and thinking it was such a beautiful valley. Tells about the first people that lived here. You can probably get this at the library.
Yeah, I'm sure.
If you want to write that name down, then you could probably it would probably help you with, because whatever happened from 1918 on. I guess I was sort of involved in.
Well, Well, it's good to have a first-hand experience besides just looking in books. So,
is this being done sort of through the college, or?
Well, no.
Now, I know these people, like Gary Webster talked on Oregon History the other day someplace. He's on the committee, I think.
Mm-hmm. One of the editors is Eugene Smith, and he did a project like this up in Seattle somewhere.
Oh, I read about him.
And he brought it here, and he wanted to do it for Union County. And so they're interviewing over 100 people, and when this is done, you're going to get a transcript of it all bound and stuff, all nice. And so,
I don't think I'm giving you anything you can put in the book.
Oh, yeah. Anything is good, because we want any... and you said your husband was logging when you first came here? Where did he do that at?
All the way around. I'm thinking the name. He's off Spring Creek, which is near Meacham. Limber Jim, which I think is out past Elgin. Up Anthony Lakes, up on past Anthony. They log out Catherine Creek. He logged in many different places.
And why did he stop logging?
Because we, after so many years, we said, Dad, why don't you quit before you get hurt? You've done your share, and so then he, well, Larry, there they are, and there's the family on the wall. That's my husband on the horse, with the horse. These are my, I have a little step-granddaughter, too, but she's not up there. Those are my six grandchildren.
Are they all married and...
This little girl at the top on the left, the two at the top are my daughter's children. And that's Amy on the left. She's married, she's a nurse, and she's married, and she has a little boy, 6, and a little girl, 4. The guy on the right is my oldest grandson, Russell, and he's about 6'3" and weighs about 180 pounds, and he's not married, and he builds houses. He lives in Winthrop, Washington. And the two middle ones belong to my oldest son. The one on the left, the little blonde, that's Kurt. He's here in the valley. He graduated from Oregon State, and he's working for a farm company in farming. And the gal on the right with the red hair, Karen, Kara, is she graduated from EOC and then from Montana State, and then got her PhD at Corpus Christi. She's the head of a pharmacy in a hospital, and you have to have your PhD for that. She's not married. Kurt's not married. That's 3 of them that aren't married. Then the 2 at the bottom belong to my youngest son. The guy on the left is Tyler, and he's grown and graduated from Pullman, and he works for a farm. He's an assessor for a farm incorporation in Spokane. And the guy on the right is Justin, and he's 28. He has a Friday, I guess. Last Friday. He's 28. What I need to do, and he's working in Goldendale. I don't know what he's graduated from Oregon State, too. But... I need another picture of him now grown up.
Yeah.
They don't look like those anymore. They don't look like that anymore. Then I have 2 little great-grandchildren that live in Amy's in Camino Island in Washington. Yeah, we're a pretty good family.
Yeah.
But I don't see.
Do you remember anything about the crime?
Crime.
Was there a lot of crime back then, as opposed to now? Do you think it's a lot worse now?
No, I think when drugs came in, it really added a lot to that.
Mm-hmm.
People drank in those days. There were people that, I remember going, you know, we'd go to the dances like at Zuber Hall here, and the people that ran it would not let in anybody in that was drinking. But in Powder, there were people that were just sort of known to drink, and usually the police just sent them home to sober up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a different attitude. Now there's so many people,
mm-hmm.
and it's so much harder to. These are kind of scary years in a way, I think.
Yeah.
I don't envy you young people any. I really don't.
Yeah.
But it'll come out all right. If we hang in there and believe in God, it'll come out all right. But it's kind of scary looking now,
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
And even in school, was
kids behave? Okay, I can tell you this much. When children really, I think, and parents, I know that parents appreciated education a lot more in those days than they do now. And they backed the teacher a lot better because they wanted their kid to learn. Now, a lot of times, a lot of them do the same thing. Yeah, sure. But there are a lot of them who say, that's the school's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Who starts them out right?
Yeah.
Parents do.
Makes the teacher's job more difficult.
When I first did teaching, I was only their teacher. They came in the morning and said, good morning, Miss Kale. And I said, good morning, and we talked a while, and they ran out to play. I was part of their life, but I wasn't their counselor. I didn't feed them. They brought their own lunches.
Mm-hmm.
I supervised the playground, of course. But you did what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Teach them. Teaching, not doing all these other.
Not raising them.
Everything's a lot more complicated than it used to be. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's different.
Yeah, it is.
Some of it's good and some of it's not good. But I think we have, I do think we have, because of drugs, a lot more crime than we did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
I was going to add another. There were little things that would happen that people would kind of overlook. Now you can hardly breathe. If you don't breathe right,
mm-hmm.
you can get a ticket for it. You know what I mean?
It's just a different
mm-hmm.
attitude all around.
Right, right.
There used to be a large Asian population in the Grand. Do you remember any of that?
I don't remember any at all. But, I shouldn't say that. I think there were... I don't remember anybody personal that way, but I remember seeing the ditch that the Chinese dug up in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
Up there near Sumter or wherever that is, you know.
Oh, the irrigation.
They never did get to use it, but they dug this big ditch where they were mining, mm-hmm. I think, as I remember. But I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody asked me once, did you ever see an Indian? They were talking. Have you? No, they were talking about Wallow Lake, and they said, have you ever seen an Indian? And I said, yeah, well, probably. They look just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've probably seen one, unless it's a ceremonial thing or at a roundup or something. They just wear ordinary clothes and look just like us.
Yeah. There's... do you remember the role of like hunting?
The what?
The role of hunting. Do you think that that's changed a lot around here through the years?
I guess I don't understand what you mean.
Well, like the hunting birds and elk and deer, how did that used to be a big part of the life? Or?
Well, it's like everything else. There are so many people now that they have so many rules and restrictions. My husband used to get on, they had a ranch at North Powder, and when he was young, he could get on his horse and ride into the mountain pretty fairly close. He had to have a license, but it wasn't much, and I don't know, you could just hunt more. You didn't have all these. You can't help in this place, and you have to do it over there, and you have to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I guess you'd say, in a lot of ways, people were freer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only because we've had let in so many people.
Yeah.
And I know we're the land of the brave and the home of the free, but we kind of get a little carried away with
yeah.
letting people in, I think.
Yeah. And do you think the rules are related to the resource management issues that they have around
Well,
now?
Yeah, I think we should all be environmentalists. Mm-hmm. What I mean is that we should all take care of what? This land, these ranches that we have, are not ours. They're just loaned to us. And we should take care of it. But I'm not an extreme environmentalist.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trees should be harvested. And people should get to use the wood and clean it up. I mean, I don't like waste, and I think some of the environmental stuff is a little too far over here. But on more places,
mm-hmm.
and there were, as far as birds and things, there were more birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are fewer of those now. I don't know. In the spring, we always have about 100 geese over on that other ranch pulling up the wheat. See, everything's got two sides to it, or three,
yeah.
depending on where you are.
You said there was a lot more water before.
Everything was wetter.
Was there a lot more marsh? Because I know out there there's...
There was more marsh, yeah. And Cabin Creek used to run over. I remember it would flood over. And of course, Island City, now I don't remember this. I'm not that old. But Island City at one time was pretty much an island. It had water all around it. The river
mm-hmm.
ran around it. And a lot of that is in this book, if you want to go get that book out of the library. Which would
I
really help
will.
You. Yeah, it would help you, you know.
I'm doing history on the Union Hotel. Do you remember when that was put in?
The Union Hotel?
Uh-huh. It was in 1920.
20?
Yeah.
No, I don't. See, I don't be 2 years old. I didn't live here then.
Oh, yeah.
When they built it. But I can read. I taught in Union for years, way back there someplace. But it was, they were renting out apartments and rooms pretty much. Because when the freeway went this way instead of through Union, it hurt them, you know, that way. Economically, it hurt. And they were the county seat, and we were, or... That's what you asked me about, the
mm-hmm.
county seat. We finally got it back, but I don't know whether we deserved it or not. I guess they don't have a railroad station. Yeah, there was a railroad, you know, in the terminal in Union. But the one on, see, there's an article on the Telecasset. This is what schools look like, really. That's kind of what they look like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A building and a bunch of little kids out there.
And you went to school up at Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids were in your class?
Well, there were four classes. When I was in the seventh grade, I suppose there were quite a few kids up there because a lot of people worked for the mill, see. So
mm-hmm.
In my own seventh grade class or whatever it was, there probably were only 10 maybe. But since you were in a room with four classes,
mm-hmm.
you know...
You had it up.
Actually, it's kind of a good way to be because you hear the things that you are going to study and you review the things you did study.
Mm-hmm.
And if there aren't very many people in it.
Mm-hmm.
The first year I taught fourth grade, first, second, third, and fourth.
And that was in?
And that was in Wolf Creek, which is just out of North Powder. But I had probably 25 in the room. And maybe... three in the first grade, four in the, you know, maybe 10 in the second, and whatever.
Did they have a school at Wolf Creek and at North Powder?
Mm-hmm.
So they
mm-hmm.
had
them there. Mm-hmm. And I taught in North Powder later, but that was after I was married. I taught there 1 year. But I'm trying to think about, you know, when I went to school at my first grade, I went to school, and my mother taught at Lancanon, and I went to school to her in the first grade. That road that goes right around the hill road, that road coming off of the highway, filled up with snow all the time. So you left your car out by the highway and walked into those places.
Oh.
That wasn't, I prefer the modern time to that.
Yeah. Did they clear the roads with anything?
I suppose they had some kind of a snowplow thing, but not like we do now.
Yeah.
No, they didn't clear that road because, no, they didn't. They just waited till it melted. And what they did is a lot of the farmers in this, and up in North Powder around out in Wolf Creek, they let down a fence and they would go out through the fields because it wasn't as drifted. The roads were so darn drifted, you know, you couldn't use them. But the fields, the snow, the wind is wonderful about blowing it off of your field and into the road.
Oh.
And you really, what you want is you want the snow on your wheat to keep it from freezing and off the road so that it goes the other way.
It works in mysterious ways, huh? Mm-hmm.
You're sweet.
I'm just trying to see. Did you, did they have any boys or girls organizations while you were growing
up? Anyone?
Boys or girls organizations while you were growing up?
When I was little?
Yeah.
Well, church, you know, church had different things. When my son was, when I was 20, Tom belonged to the Cubs, so there must have been scouts. Yeah, I don't remember anything for the girl. 4-H.
4-H?
After I was 9. Yeah, there was 4-H.
Do you remember what you took in 4-H? What?
I happened to be in a cooking sewing club. I didn't mind the cooking, but I wasn't very good at the sewing. I don't think they did anything for me that way.
Did your son take animals in it? Or?
My daughter. They all showed sheep, and Terry showed her horse, and they were in FFA. In fact, my youngest son was spent 1 year as vice president of the state in FFA, and traveled. He went to EOC, he traveled fall and winter term, and then in the spring he went to EOC one term, and then he went on to Oregon State. He couldn't get what he wanted up here. I get my life and my kids' lives kind of mixed up. I actually don't. The things I remember about my childhood are like, not people didn't there weren't very many cars. There wasn't a lot of cash. A man or woman that made $70 or $80 a month, and I'm talking about labor. I'm not talking about wealthy people. Inherited money and stuff would run maybe, if they were lucky, $70 or $80 a month. But you could buy a loaf of bread for 10 cents too. You had to be able to at that rate. But
do you remember what life was like around during the Depression here?
Well, yeah, I do kind of because that's when the men began to move around in the country looking for jobs. You know, people would call them hobos, but what they were, a lot of them were just men who were looking for jobs to support their families as well. And I remember the CCC, which was, you know, they took the boys out of the big city, not the bad boys, I don't mean that, but they just took these groups of kids and moved them out, and they cleaned the old stuff out of the forest, gained jobs, and got them out of the slums and things. And so I do remember the boys in the CCC.
And they brought them around here to do that?
Yeah, there was a camp of them at up here on the mountain where that park is. Whatever the name of that park is.
I'm I'm not sure either.
And I don't have a very good memory anymore, so. But anyway, it's up on the mountain. But they had a crew up there, and they had them around in different places. And I think there was a crew at Anthony Lay, and they had them out. It was a good life for them because they had a job, they could make some money, they were out of trouble,
mm-hmm.
and you know, pretty much, and doing something worthwhile.
Did they?
Not the girls. The girls didn't do much of that sort of thing in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one thing I couldn't say about when I was growing up, until you were about, now this is just general, but you couldn't get a job if you were 16 or 17 or 18 very often because the jobs were all needed by the men.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a lot of fast food places. We didn't have any for a long time that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they built that little mill where the credit union is now. They have a little Dutch mill. It was a little Dutch mill. But you couldn't, I think, I don't know whether it was the A&W or which one came in first. But we didn't have those places
mm-hmm.
when I grew up. So you didn't miss them because you didn't have them.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go get a milkshake or something, but you got it at a store type thing or the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. And that was before? That was before the Depression when you were growing up?
Well, the Depression was...
In the 40s?
Yeah. I was married in 1940. That was the year we got married. And that, yeah. Things were tough. People lost their farms. A lot of people lost their farms.
Do you remember people being affected around you? Like,
I don't remember it as much as my husband did because he was from a farm area,
mm-hmm.
and many of the farmers around that, his dad managed to hang on. But there, I can remember him talking about, you know, being one of the reasons we are more of a generation of not using credit cards and things is because we lived during the Depression, and we lived when you didn't have,
yeah.
you didn't have much, even when you made a salary, you still didn't have very much.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of people that were trying, you know, looking for work. Now, I don't remember that. We always lived out a ways, so I didn't have many kids to play with. So I don't know how it really affected some of the other kids so much. But
do you remember not having enough food? Or
oh, no, we always had plenty of food because everybody raised a garden
oh, yeah.
that had any room, any ground. So, you know... people lived out of their gardens a lot in those days.
It was probably
nobody does now. They live on a bunch of artificial whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we had a depression, we'd all starve.
Problem. And we could have one.
Yeah.
I don't think we will, but who knows?
So you didn't see the, like, you think the city people were more affected than the people who...
Better or worse off?
Yeah.
Well, the farmers, the people on the farms had lots, they had a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could eat their beef, and they usually raised hogs, they had chickens. People in town didn't have the opportunity for that, but they probably, farmers didn't make much money. Like I said, a lot of them lost their farms, and I don't know what the people in, we didn't have, okay. We didn't have welfare, we didn't have hospitalization, we didn't have any of those helper things then. People seemed to live pretty well
yeah.
without them.
yeah.
But they do give more jobs to people. People need jobs,
mm-hmm.
if nothing else, you know.
Yeah.
Almost cynic. I think you should enjoy your life no matter when you were born or what you lived through. And I know if you know as you get old, you think that maybe the good old days were best, but that isn't true. They had their ups and downs just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so good to wonder where your next paycheck's coming from.
Yeah.
That's not so good.
It would be difficult. It would be difficult.
Yes.
I know my family's from a logging family, and they just phased out, you know, because there's no power.
Which was ridiculous. Should have been, you know, we burned up enough of the timber that we could have. I've had my oldest son retired from the Forest Service, but he wrote contracts for him, and my son-in-law is the fire control guy from the Omak Okanagan Forest in Washington, the biggest forest in the Northwest. The Forest Service particularly, if they're so confined by all these impact statements they have to write and all these rules and things, that they don't get to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It's just like teachers spend a lot of their time now writing up what some kids do instead of teaching, you know.
Yeah, it seems like that.
What are you going to be?
History. My major is history.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to teach social studies.
Oh, okay. That's good. I taught fourth grade for years. Social studies was my thing I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
We have Oregon history. We teach Oregon history in the fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
which was always neat.
I took an Oregon history class from Dr. Coates. Do you know him?
I know who he is, but he came after I was there.
He just retired, and he had a really good Oregon history.
I don't think there's anybody. Well, I know your new interim, the woman.
Oh, Dr. Burkholder?
Who?
Kristen Burkholder?
No. The new interim.
Oh, the new
Dixie Lund. Dixie
yeah.
Lund. Yeah, I know her. But I don't think there are any teachers up there anymore that. I knew Jack Jenkins was, or not Jack Johnson was. He was the coach of the rodeo team. I know him, Lundy, but Lundy isn't there anymore. I don't think I know any of them anymore. I haven't gone to school now for a while. I was on the ESD board, and they meet over after I retired. They talked me into running for the ESD. I hope you aren't running your tape all this time.
That's okay. I can
turn it off. You don't need to. And we came up and down some powder through Union.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably they should have put the freeway back up through Union, because they wouldn't have had all that snow blinding and stuff that stops the trucks. It's the weather. It snows up there, but it doesn't have the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, funnel of the whatever way the wind brings, how the wind brings snow so they can't see.
So the highway that goes along the road out here, the Foothill Road,
mm-hmm.
did that go
it
through?
It comes right. You can drive out there sometime if you want to. It goes right around the hill, and then you can come right back by the old city. Land Canyon School is a nice home now. Somebody took it up and back onto the freeway again.
Did it go through Ladd Canyon, though, before the freeway, or was there nothing there before the freeway?
There was an old wagon. Right. I rode through there once on a wagon.
That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, and there was a farmer. There was a farmer, too, in there. But they were pretty, it was pretty not, it wasn't much inhabited.
Mm-hmm.
And people took this road, went by the old hospital that's mm-hmm. out there and on to Union.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, we didn't rove around much when we were little kids. We didn't travel. I suppose there were some people maybe that had, you know, had jobs or were rich enough or something, but most people didn't travel, like, to the coast or to the... Well, they probably didn't in your valley either.
No.
Mm-mm.
I've only been to the coast a couple times, and it's been when I was older, so...
Mm-hmm. It was after I was married that we finally went. I don't mean we didn't try. We went up to Yakima a time or two in the car, but over Horse Heaven, because my dad had a brother up there. Quit that. I don't know. I think you better find a better source of material. I don't feel
You're
like
fine.
I'm... But you feel free to call me or come back. I'm usually around, or especially afternoons. I'm gone quite a bit in the morning, but I'm usually in the afternoon.